some of these for sale by owner people, they it seems like they're not as sociable as somebody should be. If you're going to be a for sale by owner, like they have that that generic answering machine message, like the one that comes pre-recorded on the answering machine. You know how that goes?
Yeah, the lady.
Yeah, it's like
there's like a couple of them.
Okay, let's hear one.
Hello, we are unavailable to take your call.
That one?
Yeah, that one.
Scary.
That's the most persistent one, it seems like. Actually, a guy I worked with who was in radio at the time, his answering machine was always that generic one. I'm like, what's the chances that a dude in radio can't come up with something to put on his voicemail? You know? Clever or not. And so he was like, well, my power goes out and I have to change it all the time, so I just leave it like that. So, like, you get that message, you know, the computerized voice telling you the person can't come to the phone. You're like, you know, if you're going to list your phone, if you want your house to sell, it probably should be close by the phone, you know?
Or return messages.
I did get a hold of one guy last night, and the other one I had to leave a message for. We'll see. I've yet to hear back. 8:30 in the morning. Still looking at my cell phone here in full coverage, full service.
Nothing.
Nothing yet. And this house that I called about, I actually drove by. It looked like it was a new model, so the only funk that would be there would be that new construction funk, which isn't that bad. You know,
like sawdusty.
Yeah, actually pretty good. But I guess we have an expert on the line on funk. What do you say when you enter a house, if it has a funk, you don't have to necessarily turn it down?
You have to analyze the funk.
Okay, how so?
You have to decide what the funk is from. If it's a nobody cared about the house and it just needs a little love funk,
mm-hmm.
Or if it's a there's no hope for this house funk.
Good point.
You have to analyze the funk. And also, if the funk is in every house that you go into, you have to see if maybe the funk is coming from you.
I wouldn't be able to smell the funk if it was on me. It's like someone with bad BO isn't aware of the bad BO until somebody tells them.
Exactly.
Chris, you have bad BO, Matt.
What?
Exactly.
I'm kidding.
But that's the thing is, I wouldn't notice my own funk suddenly when I just entered somebody else's house, would I?
So maybe your house smells like funk and you don't notice it, but somebody else.
Chris claims there was no funk in there, don't you? Chris,
what?
Is there a funk in my apartment?
He might like the funk.
Is that true, Chris? Are you a funk fetish?
That's a good question. It does smell a little bit like old beef jerky, but I don't mind.
See the theme we're going with here? You just have to analyze the funk. You can air it out, or if there's just no hope.
That's true, because you know what? A couple of them needed a coat of paint, and if you put a coat of paint on, that new paint smell could effectively kill the funk also.
It could, but it may not. It may be there's no hope for the house funk.
Interesting. Well, good
you
points.
You just have to analyze it.
Thanks for calling in this morning and mentioning the funk again. We appreciate it.
No problem.
See you later.
Bye.